Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Western Pennsylvania innovations have changed the world. Consider Westinghouse's air brake, the Ferris wheel, the Jeep, and Salk's polio vaccine. But did you know that a Pittsburgher invented McDonald's famous Big Mac sandwich? Pittsburgh native Jim Delegati opened the first McDonald's in Western Pennsylvania in 1957. He and his family owned about a dozen franchises in the Pittsburgh area by the mid-1960s, but he struggled to compete with Bob's Big Boy and the Burger King chain. He proposed to company executives that they add a double patty hamburger to the McDonald's menu, something that would rival the Big Boy and the Whopper. At first, top executives weren't convinced. They worried that adding a higher-priced burger to the menu might alienate customers. But Delegati wouldn't take no for an answer and experimented with the new burger in the kitchen of his McKnight Road franchise in Ross Township. McDonald's finally gave Delegati permission to test the new product at his Uniontown store. Using only McDonald's supplies, Delegati developed a 7-ingredient double-decker hamburger. As the famous advertising jingle would later explain, the sandwich included 2 all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. On April 22, 1967, Delegati sold the first Big Mac for just 45 cents. Sales were so strong that the Big Mac went national in 1968, quickly becoming an American icon. Today, the company sells about 550 million Big Macs annually in the United States alone, and millions more in 100 countries around the world.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.